Track 57. Page 55. Exercise 4. You will hear two people talking about their schools. As you listen, choose the best summary for what each speaker says. Pay attention to the underlined words and phrases. Speaker 1.
I think it's quite simple. The students who are hard-working and do all their homework are the ones teachers spend their time on. There are others who are lazy and rude, and the teachers don't do anything to help them. On the one hand, I think that's fair, but on the other, it doesn't really answer the question as to why these students don't listen. Are they all just impolite, or is there perhaps a reason why they're like that? Maybe some of them have learning difficulties. I don't know. I suppose that in a perfect school, teachers would be able to help everyone in the class and understand every student's problem. But sadly, about half of the students in a class fall behind. Is it because teachers don't have enough experience? I really can't answer that.
Speaker 2.
Perhaps it's the school I go to, but I don't see a lot of problems with bad behaviour. Sure, there are one or two kids who do silly things in the lesson, and there are those who don't always do their homework. However, our lessons aren't noisy, and the teachers do a pretty good job. If someone does have a problem, the teacher usually asks them to stay behind after school for a chat. Of course, I don't know what they say, but it doesn't seem to happen very often because, well, it's just not necessary. Personally, I'm there to learn and I'm actually very satisfied with what we learn. I'd say there's a positive atmosphere in most lessons and we're quite enthusiastic about going to school. We have a great social life and we learn new things, so no complaints, really.